Episode 402, January 14th, 2019.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
A f***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
The year's off to a good start. I hope this is going out live to everybody.
Hello.
Marcus, sir.
Number one on Saturday middays. Boom. Marcus, sir.
Do they even measure that?
Wow. They shot already.
Yeah, of course. Don't you know how the rating book works?
No. He's just a fill-in. Hey, welcome to the show. We just started talking. I don't know how much Robbie will pick up of that. But it's the year's going by so fast, Joe. It's already January 14th.
Wait a minute. Do I know how the ratings book work? Yes, I do. They measure mornings, they measure afternoon drive, and then they don't give a shit about anything else. I do know how it works.
Good afternoon. Good evening, gentlemen. Did you guys survive the big snowstorm?
I did. I mean, Marcus would laugh at it. God, it is weird. So as everybody knows, in spite of my brother saying I'm not busy, I have a day job. Among all the other things that I'm always talking about.
And you won't quit it.
I won't quit my day job. Right. Exactly. But it snowed. And it snowed yesterday. And it stopped snowing around 5, and it never snowed again. And the plows came out, and they plowed the roads clean, and we shoveled our driveway. And in the morning, I woke up, and I drove to work. I have 31 employees. How many of them reached out to ask me if we were closed?
17.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you're not a child.
Right.
You have to go to work. It's not, you don't ride a bus, get in your fucking car and drive to work. It's crazy. But people think as soon as the first flake falls, like, well, oh, thank God, I don't have to work. What do you go to work?
Did they all show up?
About 6 people didn't come to work.
Can we call them right now?
We probably should.
I don't think we should.
It's so annoying.
It's a good idea.
It's like, and actually my best employee, or at least one of them, she texted me the night before. Then she goes, hey, can you let me know in the morning if you're going in? And I go, well, even if I don't go in, what does that have to do with you? She goes, well, I just need to know if we're open. I go, well, we have a weather line and you can just call it. But I mean, I'll let you know if I'm going in. I'm not trying to make you feel dumb, but what does it have to do with anything?
So even if you're not going in, if the office is open, she's supposed to go.
What if I die? Nobody works? I mean, yeah, it's you have to go to work. It's crazy. But yeah,
Do they have a line if Joe Robinson's dead?
Hey, I don't. Robbie and I used to work at Longhorn Steak and Seafood.
Wow, what a brag.
We were busboys. We worked with Chris Nickel, which was Robbie's best friend who we stopped talking to when he called him too late. But I remember if you were... if they were slow, they'd send you home. You remember this, Robbie?
You'd get cut.
Yes.
And I loved getting cut. Think about this. By the way, I was getting paid.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do was leave.
That happens. I've had jobs like that. Now, you clearly are taking this job because you need money. And then what it is now you can't feel guilty about not making money because you didn't make the decision. It was out of your hands.
You might
as well enjoy it.
I never thought it through that much. As soon as they said you can go home, I was like, yes.
Right.
Now, the thing that sucked is that when Robbie and I worked together, I'd have to wait anyway. I just didn't even want to work. Meanwhile, we're just cleaning off tables and shoving it into a basket or whatever. Do you remember that, Robbie? Because I remember Robbie. Do you remember this at all, Robbie, what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Robbie used to get mad when he wasn't cut. Do you remember that, Robbie? Because he'd say, this is
that
bullshit.
Sounds right.
Because the shitty employees are the ones that get cut. And because I'm good, I never get to a chance to go home. Robbie also wanted to get cut. We all wanted to get cut. We didn't want to be there.
Well, there was no bachelor on. What did you care about getting home?
Robbie, do you even remember what I'm talking about?
I don't remember that part that well, no.
Yeah.
We just recorded a bonus show. It's a good one. I know we always say that, but we really get into some good inside our relationship information. Who's an alpha, who isn't.
Yeah, check that out. Hey, Robbie.
Some new things happening.
Do you remember the names of the hot hostesses at Longhorn?
No.
Emily.
Emily, yeah.
Yeah, Emily was the one that I liked. Hey, let me tell you a quick story about
it. It was
Emily.
Like Betty and Veronica, right? One was blonde and one was
brunette. Yeah, there was a brunette, there was a blonde, and there was a redhead. Okay?
Nice.
And I don't remember the other two's name. Emily is the one I remember because all I would do is go up there and try to make her laugh, right?
Yes.
Now, by the way, I was 15. I forged my work permit. And as you know, it's been well documented on the show. I had yet to mature as a man.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't even have armpit hair at this time. Okay. And Chris Nickel, the Robbie's best friend who we stopped talking to because he called too late.
It's a myth.
He said, hey, I think Emily likes you. I'm like, really? He goes, yeah, you should ask her out and see. Now, by the way, how do you ask somebody out?
You were terrified.
Well, yeah, I was terrified because it was a girl. By the way, she was a woman. I was a child.
What are you going to do? You ask her out? What if she says yes? Then
I never thought about it. I never thought about it. But he built me up so much. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to ask this girl out.
I don't know this story.
And I'm like, all right. And I go, hey, Emily, you want to go out sometime? She goes, no. Now, I repaid my friend Tony. I might have told the story. I did the exact same thing to him. When I used to work, this is back, if I was 21, I just turned 21. And after I graduated from college, I used to work at a shoe store when I was in college, and I stayed at the shoe store for almost a year.
Was that Kenny's?
It was Tom McCann, which doesn't exist anymore. But my friend Tony worked with me. You know Tony.
Yeah.
And
fantasy football expert.
After we went off work, we'd always go over to Ruby Tuesdays, and we go there and we hang out and we'd eat and drink or whatever.
Living it up, salad bar.
So there used to be this girl who used to wait on us all the time. Now I had a girlfriend at the time, but Tony didn't. And I'm like, every day we'd be funny and we'd talk to her. She's beautiful. I go, Tony, you should ask this girl out. Of course, you know, I Emily'd him because he said, hey, you want to go out? She goes, no, I have a boyfriend. Goodbye. And then we could never go back there.
Joe was paying it forward.
But I meant it, just like I'm sure Chris Nickel meant it when he said that he thought she liked me.
I sold water softeners for, God, what the hell was the name of that place? Doesn't matter. In Winchester, Virginia. And there is
that
this,
sounds like a hard fucking job.
Yeah, you know
what? What's that company, Via Satellite?
Was that a hard water pun, or was that? This was previous.
No, it sounds impossible to try to sell somebody some product that will soften their water.
You know what's hard about it? It's because I'm colorblind, and to test their water, you had to put this this test tube of their water, and then pour this solution into that water, and the color that it was determined, you know, how hard their water or what's on the scale, and I could never tell. So I was just
you were colorblind. You're like, oh shit.
I would be like, so what do you guys think? And then they'd look at it. Oh, I guess we're at 2.7. I'm like, yeah, we're damn right we are. We better fix it. I started in the telemarketing room, and then I got moved to the sales. I had one sale, and they canceled.
And who wants to soften their water anyway? We had really hard water at Graham's house growing up, and you felt so clean after you got out.
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
You don't remember that?
I don't
know. The shower, when you showered, you felt so clean.
I know water pressure, but I've never felt water and go, ouch.
No, there's too much iron, and there's all kinds of issues with it. It's not people that have wells and stuff.
We had wells,
Yeah, we had a well water, and it was very hard water.
I never really gave it a second thought.
Well, this guy Robert was older, and he was the hotshot salesman. Super douchebag now when I look back, but at the time I thought he was cool. So we'd go out to eat, and he's like, yeah, you should ask that server out. I'm like, why? I don't – she's nice. And so he just guilted me into doing it, and then she said yes. I'm like, well, I don't want to go out with her. Now what do I do?
Oh, you did? How old were you?
22, maybe.
Well, why didn't you want to go out with her?
Why? I don't know this girl. She's just some server. What am I supposed to do? I'll just hang out with her and...
Hold on. Was she good looking?
She was fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a girl. You were single.
Yeah.
She was fine looking. You said you want to go out, and then you didn't want to go out with her, and the reason is that she's just some girl.
I don't have any interest in her. Why would I? I don't want to just go out with someone just on the...
You don't?
What no, race was she, Rob?
She was white.
That's your problem, man.
No. No, I've never...
I literally cannot relate to what you're saying.
Yeah, no, we are complete opposites in that.
You wouldn't try to have sex with her?
No.
That was my problem. That's all I cared about right. is trying to find out if I could
trick a girl. I don't want to have to talk to you and go hang out.
Jeez.
It sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Good God.
I couldn't be less interested in that. If something organically happens, that's different. But to just seek it out and then we go out and we go out to eat and what are you into? And I mean, just God.
Well, how do you think people meet and get to know each other?
People, I'm different than most people. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess that's how they do it.
So when you met
but
Tawanda.
But I have a job that allows me to, I always meet people. I never have to.
Yeah, no, I was the same way. I never went online to date. I never had to do that because people were available to me.
Right.
But Robbie's a pioneer. We've talked about this. He's the pioneer.
He is the pioneer. We get into some of that in the bonus show.
Robbie, you've been online. I think you met, did you meet your second wife online?
I did. An AOL chat room.
And what year was that?
Wow.
It was the mid to late 90s.
Oh, our newest murder mystery. Hit me 90s one more time. Look for it soon in the spring.
Yeah, and do we talk about AOL chat rooms?
There's no modem sound effect. I was hoping for a modem sound effect.
That's something that I talked about, and maybe we can fit it in.
But yeah, that might make sense, it would be the funny. Fax sound or whatever, right, Robbie?
We have squealing a pager and a beeper, but yeah, we're still working out the kinks.
Yeah, maybe there's a place where we can try to, we need to get some information. Hold on, I know where I can get it, and then, do the
copy serve.
That might work. All right, anyway, sorry. We should be brainstorming right now. Live in the air.
Well, no, we try to make a call, but someone's on the internet, so we can't.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's good.
But get off the phone.
But we're taking calls. Anyway, we're getting off on tangent. But anyway, welcome to the show. Did you get the Mac Bergson car that you stole from Robbie? Did you give it to him?
I did. And God, Robbie's so fucking passive aggressive. You know what I mean?
Like you don't do the same thing, John.
I do. I'm about to do the same thing. But Robbie is like, he goes, hey, I want to talk about Mac's car. Clearly, at the end of the show, it didn't occur to me, and then it starts developing in my head, and I'm like, oh, this fucker. Then I start stressing out because, I might have thrown out whatever wasn't in that I wasn't using, you know what I mean?
That would be bad.
Yeah, but Katie knew exactly where it was. So,
thank God for Katie.
Let me say, and this would be a nice segue into something we were going to talk about. So, Rob's planning my bachelor party, okay?
Mm-hmm. I got an Evite and everything.
And Rob sends me a text, and I'm going to tell you the text, Robbie. I never responded to it.
I noticed
that. And I want you to tell me why. So Rob said, am I supposed to book your room? This is for my own bachelor party, okay? Okay. Now, by the way, I've literally thrown 7 bachelor parties. Obviously, the bachelor doesn't pay. You take a collection from the rest of the people. You plan their thing. But I'm like... If I respond, no, Dick, you're supposed to, this is my bachelor party, you're supposed to do this, then it's like, I feel like, I don't know if I want to, is it greedy or whatever, but if I say, no, don't worry about it, I'm going to be like, this fucker's throwing me a bachelor party, I'm going to pay for it myself. So I didn't even respond. What would you have done? If Rob sent you a text, he was your best man,
right?
He's throwing your bachelor party, and he sends you a text saying, am I supposed to book your room? I want to know what you would have said.
That's a tough one. I probably would have said something like, isn't that traditional?
No, I didn't want to say anything. I wanted him to ask somebody else and then go, well, of course you. I fucking bought Vegas's flight. Sorry, Vegas. My friend Sean's flight and his room out to Vegas. Yes, you pay for.
So I'm supposed to buy your $700.
No, you're not.
Okay.
You're not. Everybody who's going.
So, you know, every second we wait, the price goes up. So
okay,
you could have told me this.
I don't know how to tell you to.
I don't know. I legitimately didn't know. Remember, I didn't know.
How many people?
We talked about the wedding. I didn't know what to.
How many people are going to the bachelor party?
Right now, we have 8.
Okay. So.
I'm expecting 2 more that are for sure. There are going to be 10 to 15.
If it's really $700, is that what it is?
It's probably going to be For two nights?
For the weekend, yeah.
Probably going to be six something.
If it's 600, it's $50 a person is what you'll say. Hey, I need everybody to kick in an extra $50 for Joe.
So why wouldn't you just tell me that?
Because then I'm like, first of all, I don't want to tell you how to plan my bachelor party.
But I don't know the etiquette.
Right. But I figured if I didn't respond, you would talk to any other person in the free world and say, hey, what am I supposed to do here? You're making me tell you to pay for my room.
Yes.
What was the appropriate response, Marcus?
The appropriate response, probably, look, dude, figure it out. You're supposed to plan this, not me.
Thanks. Well, I knew Marcus would be on my side.
Okay. So, by the way, I thought the answer was no. So this is surprising me. It never dawned on me that's what else. I mean, do I give you money to gamble? What else do I do for you?
No, you don't give me money
to
gamble.
I don't know.
It's a.
I've been to two bachelor parties in my life. One was at someone's house. The other was Mark Unger. We went to the limo to a strip club in some bar.
Do you think Mark Unger paid for the limo?
I'm sure it didn't cost $700.
No, I got
it. Well, limo, everyone chips in for a limo.
You're not required to pay for my room, but the party is going to pay for my room.
Okay.
I don't pay for my own room to my own bachelor party, which, by the way, I'll kick in.
Well, I assume that you wouldn't, obviously, if we have a one main meal or something, you're not going to be paying for that. And there's going to be drinks will be bought for you this whole time.
I'll be more than happy.
But I had no idea what the out-of-town bachelor party. If we went to an Orioles game, obviously, you're not buying your ticket.
My own room. I'll stay in a room with somebody, you or whoever, and, you know, in two beds if you wanted to do that.
There's no double beds.
There's no room that has two beds?
I was not able to find one.
Right. Well,
not at that hotel.
Well, you better get to work.
The Ocean in Atlantic City.
You want to give the date too, Rob?
Yeah, sure. It's March 22nd to 24th, first weekend of March Madness.
Rob, Birch, I just sent you a text, by the way.
Oh, fuck. I got to get Marcus there.
To Emily Post so that you understand all the rules.
Thank you. Marcus, are you free that weekend?
What's the date again?
March 22nd to 24th.
I think I might be able to make that happen.
All right, now, there we go.
Scott Bergson had this idea.
Hey, the price of my hotel room just went down.
Nice. Scott Bergson's idea. We recommended this place. So can I invite Scott Bergson, who you've met three times?
Of course you can invite Scott. Yes. Right. You can invite Mac Bergson.
Right.
Which I hope
Jim
you
Amato.
Did. Of course Jim Amato's invited. Okay. All these people are invited.
I'm adding their
Every
emails.
Other person you invite. The price of the hotel room
but
goes down.
I should
down.
Go ahead and book your room
you
for
should.
Two nights.
You should.
All right. Not going to make you have a roommate.
Thanks, man.
I feel like Gary should have been your best man. The guy who retired at 47.
Yeah, Gary definitely would have. Gary wouldn't even have asked for money from
right.
anybody else.
So, okay. Dave. So I'm clearly in. Everyone knows that I was supposed to organize your room for you.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay.
By the way, did you talk
to... I believe
you.
Did you
talk to Dave Wilkerson?
I mean, he said he's going.
Dave will know all this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, so far I have yeses are Phil, Gary, Katie's brother, Tommy Simbazo, James, Sean Gabbert.
You'll never get a dime out
Dave
of Katie's
Wilkerson.
Brother.
Yeah, I know that. I'm waiting to hear back from Robbie Robinson.
Yes, that's correct. I was going to make my arrangements, but I'm a yes, of course.
All right.
You just said something amazing.
Not everyone has to. This is an expensive hotel. You can stay other places.
Yeah, I probably will.
That's fine.
What was the first name? You said made me think of something when you just.
All right. Well, I have another question.
Go ahead.
Because we're there.
Oh, I know what it is. Go ahead.
We're there two nights. Some people will only be there one night. But am I supposed to set aside a specific meal that we definitely eat together?
Honestly, I don't. That if you get to plan it however you want. If what we're doing is staying there for 2 days, gambling, betting on games, dude, you've done everything you need to do. That's if we happen to eat, great. If we get comp because we've lost so much fucking
right.
money, that's great too. Whatever. I mean, that's honestly, I don't believe when our mutual friend Sean, mm-hmm. Got married, I flew him out to Las Vegas, right? I flew
yes.
him out there. And all we did was went out there. For same thing, first week of March Madness, gambled on games, gambled. I mean, if we ate together, I never bought him a meal after that. That was just, we were just out there. Now, yeah, if we organized a meal, yes, then clearly.
But that's something we will do when we all are getting closer to it.
No, I think that the smart thing to do, Rob, is to make reservations because it's going to be a large party, and we really need to plan a thing where we're all together.
Okay. Well, let me tell you why that's important to Robbie, because he's the only one we just discussed that doesn't want to do any of the things that I just mentioned. The only thing he wants to do is the thing that he's making you plan.
Okay, well, now, is this upscale dining?
Well, if we're going to, I'm going to say this, and then I don't want to plan my own bachelor party. I'm going to say this. I don't care if we sit down to a meal. I don't.
Okay.
That's not important to me.
Robbie? Marcus? I already said. Should I make reservations at their nicest steakhouse or a more middle casual? Or do we have brunch at Harper's?
That's a good idea, too.
My dad just said he wasn't invited.
Oh, yeah. I need to get his email. Oh, I have his email. He sends me stories.
Yeah.
Yes.
I probably wouldn't worry so much about the restaurant, but I would probably take him to a really nice bar for a really great drink. And by the way, don't forget about the hookers.
So,
now that Gramps is coming.
As you well know, I don't drink. So
you're going to have a drink. Bachelor party.
Sure, I'll have a drink.
Joe will drink a fruity drink.
Yeah.
I'll drink a regular, whatever. I mean, I'll go with the flow. Can I say one thing since we're on the subject of gambling, something Robbie doesn't do? This won't take long. Rob and I play in a home poker game. Robbie, I haven't mentioned poker in a long, long time. I'm not going to talk about poker. But what I am going to say is that at our home poker game, is Landlord Phil. And Landlord Phil, for back-to-back years, just made the final table of, what's that, the Maryland State Championship? What is that tournament?
I don't know, but it seemed like a big deal.
It's basically the World Series of Poker for Maryland. And that guy's at our fucking home game. How couldn't we find people that suck to play in our home game?
We did. It's Tim Moran, and you two broke up.
Well, the thing about Phil is that, you know, he doesn't even win every time at the home game.
He's so bored of how shitty we are.
Maybe that's what it is, but it's like, God, why is our home game so fucking competitive? Can't we find some horrible players?
They're out there. Yeah.
Well, that's fine. By the way, if you're a horrible player, I'm inviting you. Reach out to me on Twitter. Crawl into my DMs.
Anyone else I should invite to your bachelor party? It's a lot of fucking work. I gotta plan your bachelor party. I gotta fly out to Mexico. I gotta order this suit. Katie's emailing me. This better fucking last.
Hey, if it doesn't, and we talked about this, about who gets the dog, which you know I guess what? We're going to need.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. If, by some unfortunate happenings, Katie and Joe part ways, who gets the new dog, Oscar? Rob and Joe should be right back.
Hey, it's Justin from the Justin Scott and Spiegel Morning Show. You may remember me from my critically acclaimed role as Bucky in Death of a Dentist. Well, my next star turn will be in a show called The Newly Dead Game, another original, hilarious, interactive comedy whodunit from the minds of Rob and Joe. Imagine, you're in a TV studio at a taping of the very popular game show Clash of Couples. I'll have a starring role, and if you're very, very lucky, you might play a part too. You might even be the murderer. It's going to be incredible, and there's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, February 14th at McGoobie's Joke House in Timonia, Maryland. For more information, go to DieLaughingProductions.com. Tickets are available right now.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Guess who's already booked their flight to Mexico?
I think almost everybody has, right?
Oh, I haven't done it yet.
Somebody we talked about on the bonus show.
Hey, Katie!
Mac Bergson.
I said somebody we talked about on the bonus show extensively.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, great. Wow. So we have to leave the door open because the dog barked for the...
He doesn't like if I'm
He doesn't like when... That's not my dog. He would never sound like that. He's a champion.
He just recorded your dog from the bonus show.
It's a bark of a champion. Yeah. So we were talking... I won't go into all the details, but we were talking on the bonus show about dogs and if Katie and I... If anything ever happened to us, who would get the dog? And I said I would spend every dollar that I had to keep the dog. But I have to consider...
What's best for the dog?
No, I don't care about that. No, of course I do. Of course I care what's best for the dog. But what I mean, would I just lose? Is it like a kid? Would I just lose?
Yes.
I don't know. Who's going to move into the best property for a dog situation?
When you registered, well, I'd be willing to give up the house for the dog. So,
by the way, I purchased the dog.
Well, here's my question.
The paperwork has my name on it.
Here's my question. When you got him licensed, you didn't put my name on there?
They didn't ask for your name.
Man.
I wouldn't have a shot
she
anyway.
She thought three steps ahead. What did, can I ask? Oh, the dog didn't cost anything. That's right.
$25.
Yeah, $25.
Not real money. Yeah.
But I also, here's what I think would be fair.
Mm-hmm.
You know how in movies, sometimes they put the dog in the middle and they put each person on the side?
And the dog.
And then they say,
yes,
choose. I mean, that's what I think the fair.
It's weird because the dog just follows Katie where, like, if I get up and leave, the dog will stay. He might walk upstairs, but he'll go right back down to her. But if she walks upstairs, the dog will follow her. And she's like, well, because I feed him. Well, I feed him every once in a while. I mean, I probably don't, the majority of the time she feeds him, but I probably feed him 30% of the time. I walk him. She's like, I walk him. I walk him all the time too. If she walks him more, which she might, it's not some way lopsided thing. And I literally will sit there and I'll pet that dog for an hour straight.
You pet him 10 times more than I do.
And do you want to know? I figured it out. Do you know? Well, before you ask that question, do you want to know why he chooses her?
Because that's the first person he met.
No.
Between the two of you.
Have you seen her?
No. No, I don't think it's aesthetics. Because he knows she's the alpha. And he said that's true. He's a dog. So
yeah, it is true.
He knows she's the alpha in the relationship or in this house.
Uh-huh.
So that's who. So I got to start standing up for myself so I can get the dog to like me more.
Yeah, put Katie in her place occasionally.
I'm too scared. I can't do it.
So what I was going to ask, you basically started doing it, and I'm going to let Katie do it. State your case why you should get the dog, and don't include my name's on the license or I found him. None of that. Just basically your relationship, why you should get the dog.
Joe, you can go first.
Well, I'm not going to be around much longer.
Okay.
And, you know, but I will be alive long enough. I will outlive the dog. I'll live another 20 years. And it's all I have. Look what I'm losing. I'm losing this beautiful young woman who's got her whole life ahead of her. Mm. And all I have is this dog.
That's a fair point.
And yeah, but you also might not be able-bodied to take care of the dog the way that he deserves in your old age.
So if this dog lives to be 21... I'll be 70. A 70-year-old can't take care of a dog.
I'm just saying 5 to 7 years from now, you don't know where your knee is going to be.
Can you run with the dog and then in the next 10 years,
yes.
You think?
By the way, that's not a good argument. Would you agree?
I'm actually responding to your argument. My argument...
A rebuttal to your...
If we're being honest, if we were talking to a judge, he wouldn't consider that at the age of 55, I wouldn't be physically able to take care of the dog.
Well, hold on. Now that's a full debate here. Rebuttal.
Did I make a good argument?
You did.
Thanks.
Katie?
I am responsible for all the dog's needs in a way that I think is much more structured, and I pay for the dog walker to come every day.
Dog needs structure.
I feed him at the same time in the morning, and sometimes Joe forgets to feed him before he leaves.
I've never forgotten to feed him.
Well, you didn't feed him this morning on your way out.
That's what I would say to the judge.
Right, but it's a lie. I feed him almost every time when we come home for dinner at night. I take him on very long walks and exercise him the way he needs to be. I give him baths. I give him all the necessities and more, and I also am the favorite.
Okay.
You want to read all that? By the way, I'm capable of doing every single thing that she says, but I am not the favorite. Is the favorite. That's true.
I'm home more often. I have less jobs.
Can I, Robbie, you
quit all my jobs.
You had a point.
Let's Marcus, Rob, and me all vote.
Well, I have one more question.
Okay.
Who is the most likely of the two of you to notice that there's something wrong with the dog and then seek help, vet, or otherwise to make sure the dog is safe?
I think it's me because I'm more of a hypochondriac. Like, I think his collar's on too tight sometimes. I think he breathes weird sometimes. So,
Your Honor, she's a hypochondriac.
Is that the kind of mother you want for this dog?
I'm
always thinking it has shingles and HIV.
Listen, Joe and I will say this about Joe. Joe is an incredible, not only dad, but he's also an incredible dog dad. He has a lot of pride for his dog, but we also are on the same page on how we feel about the dog and how much time we should spend with it. We went to doggy daycare just to tour it. Just right. to tour a doggy daycare where we spend $30 a day for this dog to go there. And we both walked out of there and said, it's not good enough.
Can I tell you what my big problem was? Katie will tell you this. So the girl that went to give the tour.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Her fly was down.
He's like, what kind of place are they running over here? This girl's fly was down the whole
time. Yeah, I wasn't. She just seemed.
What if she was hot?
Unkempt. Here's the deal. Wouldn't care if she was hot. I would care if she was put together. That would matter to me.
She was disheveled.
She looked, she was a mess, and I didn't like that.
She's dealing with dogs all day.
He thought that she should be wearing a ball gown.
Okay, so are you conceding that Katie's more likely to be on top of a potential medical issue with the dog or not?
No, I won't concede that.
Okay. Are you, what about... Do you feel like you have more experience? Just
well,
do
I do, just
because
I'm older. Yeah, that's what I would say. I've
no.
had dogs.
Have you ever killed a dog?
I've had dogs before she was born. She wasn't even alive when I had mine.
Yeah, and he's going to be like, how the fuck old are you?
No, that's...
He's going to think you're a creeper now, and he's going to think you don't deserve a dog
I'm
because you shouldn't
he,
be dating
how
somebody.
Sexist
okay, but he's going to be thinking you shouldn't be dating somebody my age and immediately think that there's something wrong
Your
with
Honor,
you.
Your Honor, this woman doesn't believe a female can be a judge. I want you to know that.
Katie,
Exhibit A.
Do you believe that if you do part ways that it will probably be easier for you in general to find someone else than for Joe? Not a dog, a man.
Yes.
So do you think then the dog would help Joe finding a woman versus
yeah,
the dog
care about
would make no difference
me?
For you? You're going to find a guy no matter what.
I know how Joe is, and he would be out the door every day, all day, wouldn't come home until late every night.
You're crazy.
He'd be out on the prowl immediately.
What is he, Robbie Robinson?
That's crazy.
Yes, 100%.
No. That's by
all
the way,
Joe has to do is go
outside of the dog. That's
he gets
completely
go
not
on
true.
Tinder. He has a photo of his best photo next to his dog and says, "I'm a guy with a broken heart and a wonderful dog,
and I will
who,
not leave
who
the
wants
dog
to love me."
Whatever
and then
we
he'll
do.
Get 1,000 dates. You could do the same thing or no dog at
yes.
all. You could say, "I fucking hate dogs." You're gonna get 1,000 guys
I
that want to marry
the
you.
Dog. I could never find love again without the dog.
Yes,
absolutely not.
All right, Robbie, do you want Marcus? Do you guys want to vote?
Justice Marcus, sort of. You go first.
All right. I think based on the evidence presented and my own experience having been divorced, I think I have to go with Joe because she's going to get 90% of everything else, so he might as well at least get the dog.
Yeah, good point.
You know what? I make good money. I don't need his money.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I will go.
Let me go because you'll be the tiebreaker, Rob.
Okay, good.
Because I'm sorry. I know Joe's my blood and everything, but I love animals, and Katie sounds like because I'm also the alpha male.
He doesn't
house,
think I'm
dog,
organized enough.
The dog
it all
loves
comes
me.
Back to whether or not I did show prep.
Not only have I never forgot to feed the dog, I actually once fed him a second time by accident.
See? Super dad.
But I feel like Katie is the more responsible owner, and I
thank
would have to
you.
Give it to Katie.
While you're mulling this over, Rob, let me just read a little that's going on in chat.
Please.
Someone named Monica, who
I love this.
Most
I'm
likely
glad you're...
has a dick, makes her hopefully. Way into chat, okay? She says, she comes in. And she says nothing, but Robbie says, new listener, Monica, with a question mark. Monica goes, yep. Gramp says, welcome aboard. Now, how many, oh, she's gone, by the way. She just
Gramp
got
Gramp says, run her off.
Gramp says, welcome aboard. Monica says, first time here. Thank you. What's up, everyone? Jim Amato, hi, Monica. Welcome in. Monica says, thank you. Jim Amato makes a couple of dog jokes. And she said, when Joe gets lonely, all he needs is a dog and a jar of peanut butter, Monica says, and a video camera. Gramps' next line, all I need is Monica. Monica says, and some Viagra. That's how long it took for him to start hitting on anyone with just a female's name.
I don't know. Should the dog be in this environment with this father of yours?
Exactly.
I will say this. I will say, I do believe that.
Hold on. How do you know that? Have we already been together? Gramps says. Monica says, I can't remember if we have. Gramps says, I guess it wasn't too good. I mean, it won't stop.
Monica's back.
You know, Dad, women are 51% of the population. Can you fucking control yourself?
Not in our chat room, they're not.
Good God.
I'm glad you interrupted with that joke because I was noticing what was going on.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you for that. I will say that I do believe that if you do part ways, that Joe will be more heartbroken and that Joe will need the dog more. I also do believe that Katie will be in a position to take better care of the dog because of Joe constantly reminding us how busy he is. I also believe Jordan Peterson would say Joe should give the dog to Katie. Therefore, I pick Katie. Yes. Katie gets Oscar.
Good boy, Oscar.
Now, speaking of the dog, Tawanda went to Hobby Lobby, one of her favorite stores, where we get all our decor.
Hey, we're going to Hobby Lobby right next to our house.
Yeah.
Yeah, you love Hobby Lobby,
I
don't you?
I love Hobby Lobby.
So she found
I love their health insurance.
Yeah, that's a drop.
So basic.
What do you call the thing? The little plaque thing? What do you call that?
I mean, it's like a, I don't know, like a wooden word box or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, so she got you in and says, you had me at Wolf.
Yes,
is that what it says correctly?
It says you had me at Wolf.
Yeah, I love it.
It's adorable. And but in classic Robbie fashion, there was a disagreement over the price. And I'm not going to tell you how much that costs, but you can imagine it's not some high-dollar thing. But there's a sale. It's at 50% off all of these, whatever they're called.
Oh, love those.
So,
what did the thing cost? $6?
I believe it costs 12, sale price $6.
God, yeah, God, okay.
Perfect.
Yes. So she goes to buy it, and the girl says, no, this is 12. And she goes, no, it's 50% off. She goes, no, those are just for this different type. And so she says, no. And she goes, no, it just says this. So she's begrudgingly, she buys it. But then she says, you know what? No, I'm going back. She goes back in. She starts the conversation again with the girl. She goes, sorry, I can't help you. Do you want me to find a manager? Tawanda goes, yes. Manager comes over. Tawanda explains. She goes, the manager goes, yeah, that girl was wrong. It's supposed to be 50% off. Boom. Gets the deal. So I would have just left. Robbie and Tawanda would have fought.
Well,
but they would be right.
The fact that she went back in, was she like, well, hold on. I already said this. She then told me that I wasn't. I was required to come back in, talk to her again, talk to you. I don't get anything for my trouble. She didn't try to get more.
She didn't need to. Maybe that's what you're saying. That's what Robbie would have done.
Robbie would have gotten that thing for free. Robbie would not have paid for it. By the way, the dog is just over at Katie's.
He just heard the big news.
Yeah.
Then in 3 years, he gets to live with Katie Pierce.
He won't even look at Joe.
How do I turn this thing off?
I don't know. All right. So when the show ends, I will email. I'll add Gramps, Jim Amato, the Bergson brothers, Marcus Serta to this fabulous batch party.
Yes, please.
Hey, can I put a couple options for your guys' wedding outfits up on the page so people can vote on their favorite?
So you can just decide, no matter what they say, you're just going to do what you want.
That's just a big dick tie.
I really can't decide between a few.
Of course you can.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's something else. Oh, Rob was mentioning all the people that have responded yes to the batch party. By the way, is Frank coming?
I invited him. He has not responded.
He's not coming.
He's not going to come to my bachelor party?
I don't think so.
Hello?
I don't think so.
Is he going to be at your bachelorette party?
No.
Is he going to jump out of a cake?
No, man, bachelorette party will be fun, though.
Wait a minute. Would he really not come to my bachelor party?
I think he's going to want you guys to just be able to, like, do whatever you want.
My dad's coming.
Yeah,
he's going to. My dad's going to act like it's his party. I'm telling you.
I mean, if your dad's going, maybe.
My dad is coming.
Is my brother going?
He said yes.
He RSVP'd.
He replied.
Gramps is going to bring the strippers.
He doesn't. Yeah, Monica's coming. Monica the stripper.
No, I'm thinking he's going to bring it from his work.
Yes, Monica, it's on his debit.
Is that normal for parents to go?
I don't know.
Oh, is it not?
I don't even know if
it's a
good room.
It is weird.
Hold on. That's not protocol, Marcus?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I think it's actually like bad etiquette to invite the parents that people don't feel as...
We're not going to a brothel.
No.
What?
But well, yeah, I mean, it's not up to me. I'm not inviting my mom to my bachelorette party.
You're not?
I mean, she'll be there for like some of like the low-key stuff, but when we go out at night, she's not coming.
Are you inviting Aunt Mom? That's the question.
I'm going to invite Aunt Mom and my mom to like the beginning when all the girls are like getting their nails done and stuff, but when we go out, they're not
That's
coming.
What Joe and I are. What's what we're doing for Joe's bachelor party. We're getting our nails done. We're going to go see Hamilton. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, well. J.O. Covan will be happy about that.
So,
hey, have we taken a break yet in this show?
We've taken one. We're about to take another. So I should invite Gramps, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, invite Gramps. Although I will say this about Gramps. He's not going to enjoy himself. He's never watched a college basketball game his entire life. If he's placed a sports bet, it isn't anything that I'm familiar with.
West Virginia, they're usually in the tournament.
Yeah, that's true. But you said that there was a message that you guys saw that you were going to make Katie guess that said Katie had anger issues.
Yes, we'll come right back and delve into Katie and her anger. Rob and Josh, I'll be right back.
I mean, seriously.
Gramps here again, reminding all of you who haven't joined Patreon to get on the stick. Every week, you enjoy the upgraded sonic experience listening to Rob and Joe's free shows. Well, that sound equipment doesn't come cheap. So loosen your grip on that fiver. Join the circle of trust. Hear all of the behind-the-scenes mischief and celebrity gossip. Hear Joe discuss being sued by... Hear Robbie detail his affair with... And hear all about how Rob blew... to do a 7-minute set at the Comedy Cellar. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show now, or I'm going to come over to your house and your wife.
And now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
So,
by the way, if she sees that, she's got eagle eyes. I'm telling you. So if she has any angle, she'll be able to read it.
I mean, I'm already kind of angry. All right.
So somebody had texted me, somebody that,
oh, they texted you individually.
It's a friend who has, who've mentioned on the show. Don't guess yet, but it's actually been on the show. I've been listening to the RNJ show. When is someone going to set up a GoFundMe page for anger management classes for Katie? So I went on Facebook on our Rob and Joe page and I.
Wait, do we know who? Can I guess who said this?
Hold on.
Okay. We're going to.
We'll get there.
I don't know either, by the way.
So, people, I said, who wants to guess? And Jay Elkovan was guessed.
Fuck Jay Elkovan.
That would have been my guess, but.
That is incorrect. Robbie was guessed.
No, that doesn't sound like Robbie. That.
Right.
Was Monica guessed?
No. I am. Let me see.
I have a couple ideas of who it might be. Is it a female?
No.
Okay. So let's think about who would text you too, because like Scott Apple wouldn't text you.
That is correct. Eric Woodworth was guest.
It couldn't be Tommy or Eric because they're on.
It wouldn't have been Justin.
Mike O'Mara was guest.
No, it wouldn't have been Mike.
Joe was guest.
That's a good guess, guys.
Aunt and Mom from Merle Rogers. Mm. How about Jeff Williams, Mrs. Spiewak? It's pretty strong.
Hello?
Is it my dad?
It is not. Yeah, no. Somebody guessed Frank, which is funny, but no. It is not. This person has been a guest
Mike
on
Chamberlain?
The Rob and Joe show. Nope, not. Mm-hmm. I believe he's only been a one-time guest.
God, I'm so glad
this
not.
Person
Rory Scovel
is in the comedy world, sort of.
Sort
but
of.
Not as a main profession.
Oh, my God.
But has dabbled.
Is it Chris fucking Restivo?
It is not. This person,
thank God,
is funnier than Chris Restivo. This person has
a doctor.
Is it Dr. Gill?
It is Dr. Gill.
Wait a minute.
So a licensed doctor thinks that you have anger management.
I mean, that guy, that's some credibility. I mean, he's going to medical school.
I'm legitimately going to contact Dr. Gill for Botox for my wedding. So maybe
he
might give
me
a discount for making fun of me.
He might think that if you don't like the end result, you'll fucking burn his practice
down.
Which,
that's what we talked about in the bonus, because you said, Katie, that you stopped looking at porn. You're ashamed. And I was going to say, maybe that's adding to your anger. You're not getting your porn release.
Did you really? Hold on. Did you really? Were you looking at porn regularly and all of a sudden you stopped?
No, but you know what's funny? Anytime I ever thought I might, I kept thinking about how everyone made fun of me on the show. So I just
and that
kinda,
turned you on. You didn't need
no, I sort of kind of was just like, meh, I'm not really into it anymore.
Because you were afraid of the ridicule?
No, I guess it just wasn't as like exciting anymore.
Okay, you'll find something new. So let's go back to this. So in the bonus show, we talk about a fight you had with someone. You and Joe have had some on-air spats.
Wait a second.
They're not really on-air spats.
Yeah, they are. A lot of them, I'm really angry. Then I get it out and I feel better and we can just...
Robbie's telling me to hold on.
I was going to say before you move on to the next topic, I got to play something.
Okay.
Hey, Rob Merritt here. Sorry I missed you. Please leave a message.
Record your message after the tone.
You know who gave me their business card this weekend?
Hmm.
The server at TGI Fridays.
There's a guy in chat named Uncle Charles. And Gramps is trying to have a conversation with him. He thinks it's his brother.
Oh, my God.
Do I get to put a pinky in your ass?
It is rather a do that. Fucking winter wonderland down there.
How about I take that umbrella and shove it up your ass?
I see forever when I look in your eyes.
What is your favorite vessel to eat meat out of?
Baby, I'm hot just like an oven. I need some loving.
Oh, yes.
Good news.
You don't like doing that? No.
Hey, what about I'll Make Love to You by Boys to Men?
That's me and my mom's song. If I were trying to seduce a 50-year-old black woman, yes, I would probably
okay.
like
Well, why aren't you? Rob and Joe and Joe's fiance are all very funny. Marcus Serta and Robbie Robinson, not so much.
That's not a fair characterization of what happened. I found it in the street. The wind must have blown it there. I didn't know it was yours.
I think that's complete bullshit.
Gramps gives birth to Joe, raises him for 50 years. Joe says happy birthday on the radio, expects everyone to pat him on the back. Rob is the anti-David Koechner.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead. Scott Berkson, now my favorite Berkson.
Hi, you've reached Eric's cell phone, where the messages are always hot. Thanks, and have a spicy day.
This is great. You can only get this on the Moore Network, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Oh, fantastic.
Oh, perfectly placed, too, Robbie.
I'll fix it in post.
Oh, so good.
No, don't. Leave it where it is.
Yeah, it's fine. See, now, what you're by being on the show more, Katie, you're getting some shots thrown at you. Joe and I and Robbie constantly get shots taken at us. But you've had JL with the Yoko Robinson. Now you're getting this anger management thing.
Yeah.
Perhaps Dr. Gill was onto something. You have the wedding coming up. That's stressful.
Yes.
You have more responsibility at work, isn't that correct?
Yes. Okay. Arguing with my mom recently.
Joe's getting older. That can't be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got this
no,
new
I'm
dog.
So fucking annoyed. I mean, I definitely feel the stress of 2019 of, you know, we have a new dog.
The weight of the year.
Yeah.
Well, that seems like a stress reliever.
No, he's a stress reliever to a certain extent, but the wedding is very stressful and it's, you know, it stirs up stuff, fights with family members and everything that we need to do. So you're right. I probably need to take a deep breath and not get so angry.
I think
so
maybe
quickly.
You need to go back to the porn.
I never felt like you were legitimately angry. I never felt like it was fake, but I thought it seemed like it was just more exaggerated for the air.
No,
I knew it was real.
I want to fucking punch Djokovic.
That I know. I know you don't like Yoko Rob. That I know that. I'm
like,
fully aware
of that. Like, I would legitimately try to punch him in the face. So.
You would?
Well, he's very tall.
He's very tall.
You'll get
I
arrested.
I would need Patrick Melton to, like, fight him for me or something.
JL would destroy Patrick Melton.
That would be fun, though, to watch.
Yeah, it would be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better get
I'd
somebody.
I'd pay to see that.
Yeah, I'm not your guy to fight him either. I could try to verbally joust with him.
For shit.
You want to go to the Isle of Man with J.L. Covan and fight him to the death.
Yeah.
All right. So you're saying that Dr. Gill is maybe right, that you're having some anger issues.
Maybe I need to, my New Year's resolution needs to be take a deep breath, not get so worked up, not get so angry.
This wedding is supposed to be the greatest few days
of
your life.
It's a fucking nightmare planning a wedding. It is. It's a nightmare.
You should try planning the bachelor party. You get yelled at constantly.
Why
don't you tell people to book their own? Hey, get your own meal. Bring it to the. That's what Rob would do. Am I supposed to provide food at the reception, or do you bring something to go?
A wedding is a huge expense, and it's a lot of stress. But I try not to bring Joe in on it at all.
No, I like being involved.
But you're very minimally involved.
I'll be as involved as you want me to be.
I don't really want you to be involved.
Well, then what's he supposed to do?
Nothing, but I just mean, like, he doesn't realize what an undertaking it is because I don't really allow him to be too involved. But he also doesn't want to be involved, so I'm not
I wouldn't say I don't want to be. I'm just saying I don't know how to be. But I will say, like, that thing from Dr. Gill, this is legitimate. I don't feel that way. I don't feel like you're an angry person.
That was an unsolicited comment from him.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah. But, like, I don't. By the way, I wouldn't say nothing. if I did. I just don't. I don't feel like she's.
Are you saying that because you're scared I'm going to get angry?
No.
Maybe you're just used to her temper.
I don't feel it. Yeah. Maybe you've beaten me down, but I don't. Yeah, I don't.
You know what? I might have to change my. You know what, Oscar? You're going to Joe now. He's got, he doesn't have anger issues.
Yeah, she might start beating
him. What if she got really mad at that right now? That would sort of be.
Yeah, she flipped the chair
you
over
motherfucker.
Him. Yeah. He still won't leave her side.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dr. Gill. Dr. Gill asked me if I can get him a guest spot at Magoobie's when I'm with there with David Koechner.
Oh, God. Seriously?
I told him no. No, Koechner doesn't thank like God. He doesn't like guest spots.
He probably doesn't like horrible guest spots either.
So we have some shows coming up. I'll be at Magoobie's Joke House with David Koechner February 7th through the 9th. Then the 9th, you guys will do the Newly Dead game, the murder mission we've done by far the most.
Yeah, and that's right around the corner. I thought we had a lot more time till our next murder mystery, but
no.
I'm going to see the great Bob Seger
well,
next weekend.
Hold on, let me give these dates.
Oh, sorry.
So, that's February 9th at the Bright Box in Winchester, two shows. Then, literally on Valentine's Day, February 14th, we're doing the Newly Dead. I'll be there for that. As will Marianne Sirk from Kirk and Marianne, 90 Year Rock. We love Marianne. And then new venue, the Crofton Country Club, should go up for sale this week if you're living in this area. Again, the Newly Dead game, Crofton Country Club.
Oh, we're doing that's what we're doing at Crofton, too?
Yes,
that'd be fun.
We are. Good times.
Cool, cool. Yeah, no, I don't. That's everything you just mentioned is all that I have. I did stand up last Friday for the first time. I think it's been about 4 or 5 months.
I fly to Detroit Thursday to do the Comedy Castle in Oak Hill, Detroit. And then the next week, I fly to Omaha on the 24th. I come back on Monday the 28th. So I can't do it the 28th. Are you guys having just Katie's going to do it, or is she going to be angry?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, everything you're saying, my radio is done.
Yeah, you're got some free time.
Yeah, all I have are the murder mysteries.
And the
so,
wedding.
Yeah.
And this bachelor party.
If you go to dielaughingproductions.com, you'll see every single thing I'm doing. By the way, you just booked a murder mystery like 6 days before I fly to get married.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. Just, yeah. I can't wait to do it.
You're going
to
want
to
get out of the house.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll be fully pissed by then.
Well, Katie, maybe we'll hire someone else for that. So
yeah, good idea.
Now I got to figure out what to fucking eat. God, this whole bachelor party thing is going to just take over my life.
Well, that's
tonight.
Don't let Robbie influence you there. If you don't plan a meal, we can just get a meal while we're there. I'm not. I'll buy my own meal. I'm fine.
I don't. That's not the money. It's the organizing and how many.
That's
people.
That's what I'm saying. Don't worry
and
about
the,
it. Let's play it by ear.
Reservations.
No, we'll play it by ear when we get there. I'll bet they have a great buffet there too.
I'm sure they do.
And Robbie will love that.
Let's look at casual dining. That's probably where the buffet is. Cafe 500. It doesn't look like it. Well, there's a Mexican.
What's it called?
Joint.
Ocean in New Jersey.
Go to theoceanac.com.
Okay, the Ocean AC. Okay, let me just try that.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Dining, boom. Is that where
boom.
You were?
Yeah.
All right, so
it's all
upscale.
Raw bar.
I was trying to find a if they have a buffet, and I don't. It doesn't look like it.
Jim suggested Arby's.
Jim, you're counted. Arby's. That's one vote for Arby's.
Upscale dining. Let's
good. This is a good podcast. We're just why don't we go to TGI Fridays?
The segment's called Browsing the Internet.
Yes. Anyway, it's been a good show. You've gotten your money's worth. Sign up for Patreon. The new show will be up this week. We just
promise you it'll be
it.
A great show. You are definitely going to hear some
one.
Things you cannot hear in
and,
real life.
And Mac Bergson, we're due for another Rob and Joe show rankings. Perhaps Joe not. Giving Robbie his Christmas card.
Oh, man,
you.
I'm going to be way
gonna,
down there. That's
going to be
sure.
bad.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, but there may be in our future a ranking of the favorite moments on the Rob and Joe show of all time, special, featuring Mac Bergson and Jim Amato.
Oh, my God. That's big time.
Huh.
I don't know if we
you
deserve
think they'll be
that.
Arguing or, the you know... You have to have a party of three if you're going to come up with a consensus. You can't have two.
Yeah. That's true. Who would the third be? Merle Rogers?
Gramps, really.
Merle posted a good photo on our Facebook about it. It was a a bulgogi pork belly taco combination. By the way, it's bulgogi. Mac wanted to be sure it's not bulgogi.
Hey, Gramps' ten favorite moments were all his stories.
Those are going to be, well, that's also going to be Mac Burson's.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't want it.
Top 100 moments, 199 are involving us. The rest are Robbie and Gramps.
Number one is when Gramps filled in for you. That's the greatest moment.
My favorite moment is when Dr. Gill said, Katie has anger management issues. Let's not take a break. Let's get out of here. Rob and Joshua, thank you. We'll see you next week.
See
you.